Verse 2 and 3, we want to eat this scripture, okay, before I share. Because eating is everything. As we know, eating is everything. Now, in order for you to eat, what do you got to do? Brothers and sisters, in order to eat, what do you got to do? There's a food here, with a spoon, one spoon of food, and then you want to eat, what do you got to do? What do you got to do? Hello? You have to open your mouth, amen? Simple as that. But many people don't know this simple matter. Okay, physical eating, we have to open our mouth and say amen.
Amen.
Spiritual eating is the same thing. We eat by saying amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
We came to church today, service, to eat Jesus,
amen.
To be filled with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
I hope that is your interest. I hope you didn't come to church because of somebody. I hope you didn't come to church just to fulfill your religious duty. I hope you didn't come to church just to get some help. I pray that you came to church today because you are hungry and thirsty for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And then shout hallelujah together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah. 1, 2, 3.
Hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah. Okay, ready? Go!
Amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah!
Alright, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Okay? Look at this now. Bible says, if you open your mouth wide, then I will fill it up. Right? That's what Bible says, right? You have to open your mouth wide. You have to show God how hungry you are, how thirsty you are, how desperate you are, right? You understand what I'm saying? Because God will come to you, God will come and dispense himself into you if you're hungry, if you're thirsty. But if your heart is closed, you're not open vessel, you're closed, God cannot come, right? God will never force himself into you. He will never force. But if you're hungry and thirsty, he will come. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read this scripture together. Begin. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. For compare him who has endured such contradiction, so that you may not grow weary, fainting in your souls. Amen. Amen. So looking away unto Jesus, looking away unto Jesus. And the author and perfecter of our faith, okay? Who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Just that part. Just that front part. Can we eat this together, scripture? Amen? Let's do this as the corporate body. Remember last Sunday? We want to eat this scripture, okay? As the body. Amen? So in your spirit, you say, hey, I want to eat this now, the scripture. Then you stand up and then just eat this as a 2 to 3 or 10 or whatever, all right? Let's eat the scripture corporately. Just that front part, the few verses. Amen? Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
If you're ready, then in your spirit you stand up and just say, looking away unto Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's eat this. Begin.
Looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Looking away unto Jesus.
Amen. The author and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Amen.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
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 Who for the joy?
Amen.
Who for the joy?
Amen.
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 Amen. Set before him.
Amen.
Come on, let's eat.
Amen.
Endure the cross. Endure the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Despising the shame.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I think we're not doing too well today. Okay? All right. Listen, you have to be active. Amen?
Amen.
Listen. You have a choice, right? To release your spirit or not to release your spirit, right? You have a choice. But we have many ways to release our spirit, right? So, I ask you today, now let's release our spirit corporately as a body. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Alright? So we'll stand together and eat this together. Looking away unto Jesus. Just that part. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to eat this scripture together, right? Looking away unto Jesus. Alright? Amen?
Amen.
Alright, let's do it. Begin.
Looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen.
Once you stand up and ate, you sit down so other people can stand up. Okay? All right, now. Looking away unto Jesus. We ate that part now. The author and perfecter of our faith. Can we do that? The author and perfecter of our faith. Amen? Ready? Let's eat as the corporate body. Ready? Begin.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Move for the joy.
Amen.
Move for the joy.
Amen.
Move for the joy.
Amen.
Set me for him.
Amen.
Endure the cross.
Amen.
Despising the shame.
Amen.
And has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
On the throne of God.
Amen.
On the throne of God.
Amen.
On the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
So that you may not grow weary.
Amen.
We will not grow weary.
Amen.
We will not grow weary.
Amen.
Come on, church. We will not grow weary.
Amen.
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 Fainting in your souls.
Amen.
Fainting in your souls.
Amen.
Fainting in your soul.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, listen. Here's a secret. You may not understand the full meaning of the scriptures, right? You may not understand. But once you're eating it, as you're eating it, guess what? Later on, the Spirit will help you to understand it because you ate it. Hallelujah. Here's the key. But if you don't eat it, it will remain as a knowledge. And knowledge can kill you, right? But if once you eat it in a metabolically way, you will digest and you will be part of it. When you eat food, you don't figure out what's all the ingredients in the food, right? You don't figure out, right? Every time somebody cooks food, your wife cooks food, and you know, and then your husband says, "Hey, what did you put here today? What are the ingredients here? If your husband asks you that question all the time, you will not cook for him, right? But you will appreciate if your husband eats well, eats deliciously, right? Eat with happiness, eat with gratitude, right? Because this is the Word of God, we eat with gratitude.
Amen.
We eat with compassion. Amen?
Amen.
We eat with hunger and thirsty hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Everybody say, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen. I hope God is speaking to you when I said that. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord. All right. Listen, the first point I would like to share with you is joy is an expression of your inner man. Oh, Lord Jesus. I like that part. Can we recite that title together?
Joy
is an expression of your inner man. One more time.
Joy
is an expression of your inner man. Hallelujah. Oh, we have words, very interesting words coming up from the Bible. Inner man. What you see me now is outer man. Do you see me, Paul Kim? Do I look handsome today? Thank you, brothers. All right. What you see me today is outer man. You cannot see inner man. But guess what? I have outer man, but I also have inner man. And what God is interested in is inner man, much more than outer man. Bible says our outer man fade away. As we get old, we have yellow hair, right? Yellow mustache, right? And wrinkles, right? Spots. And then we lose our strength. You know, when look at, you know, Didi and Namenu, they're just running everywhere. They're so excited with life. They're full of life, isn't it? Right? But when they grow, and then look at mommy and daddy. They're like, they want to relax now. They're sitting down hard. They cannot run everywhere like Didi, you know? You know what I'm saying? That means they got old. They got old, right? And then when you get 50, I'm almost 50s now, right? When you get 50, you're like, you don't want to go out. When you reach 60s, 70s, what do? You want to stay home. What? Sleep all the time? Then you die early. Okay, so, yeah. You get what I'm saying? Our outer man fade away, right? It dies away. Nobody is born to die. Everybody is born to live, right? But guess what? We are all dying. All of us, we are dying. But the dying issue is outer man. Your inner man will never die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you know that? Your inner man never dies. So which one is more important? Inner man, not outer man. Amen. Outer man is out. Inner man lives forever. So look at Ephesians now. Ephesians 3:16. Okay, let's read it together. Out loud, church. Come on. Go ahead.
I pray that all of the glorious riches he can strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner man.
Amen. You see that? Your inner man will be strengthened by what? Through his spirit. Your inner man will be strengthened through his
spirit.
Oh, church. Come on. Look at me, please. All right. Church. Your inner man will be strengthened by the Spirit. By the Spirit. The key of the growth of your inner man is the Spirit. You and I, our future depends on whether we know how to release our spirit or not. You may be singing today the praise songs, but if you have not released your spirit, if you have not sung those songs in your spirit, you have not sung it. God cannot accept that. If you pray and you have not prayed in your spirit, God cannot hear that. Bible says, John 4:24, God is spirit. Therefore, true worshipers must worship in spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand this? When you call on the name of the Lord, you have to use your spirit. So your inner man is your spirit. Your spirit is the inner man. Your inner man must be strong. Can we say it? Your inner man must be strong.
Inner man must be strong.
One more time.
Inner man must be strong.
Amen. Although our outer man fades away, our inner man is being renewed every day through the word of God. By eating Jesus as our bread. By drinking Jesus as our living water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the inner man, the growth of inner man. I pray that the inner man will get started. Our brother Sofyan, our brother Shan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you start the journey of your inner man, you will find something totally different that you cannot find in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before we were singing and Yushef was singing, and then Brother Sophia and Sham was looking at the Yushef. He's really enjoying it. That's what he told me. He's really enjoying it. And I told him, you can enjoy it too. You can enjoy it too. Why he's enjoying it? Because his inner man is rejoicing.
Yeah.
Inner man is being expressed. Hallelujah. You can enjoy God when your inner man is born again. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are single, and you want to marry, you're looking for a perfect husband, a perfect wife, I'll tell you something. This is marriage seminar, just for a second, just for this time now, right? I'll tell you something. The number one criteria you want to look for your mate, your spouse, is the maturity of the inner man.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important you get the handsome face and beautiful face, whatever, right? But it all fade away. Because after 40, 50 years pass, it all fade away. But the inner man, the beauty of the inner man will stay. It will get more beautiful as times go by. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ comes back, he will check your inner man, not your outer man. Do you understand? It doesn't matter how beautiful you are now, or how handsome, or how masculine, or how macho you are, how tall you are. All those things is uncountable. God cares your inner man, who you are inside. God cares more about you, who you are, what you are inside, not what you do for God. Forget about religious activity. Forget about what you can do for God. Forget that, my brothers. Focus on eating Jesus so that your inner man, the Christ who is in you as a seed, that seed must grow. As you eat Jesus, it will grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I believe there's a spiritual age. I'm 49 years old, so my spiritual age, I wish I'm 49 years old too. What if I'm 49 years old, my outer man is 49 years old, but my inner man is 2 years old? Can you imagine that? Get cranky all the time because I'm 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? Complaining all the time. Not able to forgive because my inner man is too small. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? When your inner man is strong, you can forgive. Forgive is not an issue. You will forgive. Because the inner man who lives in you, Jesus Christ, he will forgive. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, okay. John chapter 10 verse 10 says, I have come so that you can have life and abundant life. Amen? Yeah. You can have abundant life on this earth as you focus on your inner man. Did you know that we are living in two different realms? We are living in two different realms. Right? Okay, physically, our body and our feet is on the earth. So this is a physical realm. What you see, the buildings around us, is the physical realm, right? But we also live in a spiritual realm. Heavens. Where? In your spirit. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 1 says, God formed spirit in man. God formed spirit in you, amen? And your spirit can touch God. Your spirit is able to touch God and be connected. Perhaps Christ lives in you and he's spirit, right? 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, you are in Christ. Everybody say, you are in Christ.
You are in Christ.
You know what that means? When Jesus was crucified, you were there. You crucified together with Jesus. Righteous shall live by faith. What do we believe? We believe that we were crucified with Christ. When he was crucified on the cross, we were there. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you are in Christ. The moment you say, Lord Jesus, I want to accept you, I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior, guess what? You were crucified with Christ. And you were buried with Christ. And you were rose again. You raised with Christ. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And not only that, not only he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven. And he's sitting on the throne of God. And guess what? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, you were seated together with Christ. So, you are on the throne of God. You have the authority over your enemies. Amen. That throne is on the highest heaven. The throne of God is on the highest. You are above the evil spirit. you are above the Satan, your enemy.
Amen.
Do you understand? So together with Christ, you are ascended and seated on the throne of God, which means Christ is transcended Christ. Christ sets above everything else. He rules and He reigns. He's on the highest place, the throne of God, and no one can compete with Him. And guess what? Not only Christ is on the throne of God, you and I, we are on the throne of God.
Amen.
This is called transcendent life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We have visa issues, work issues, health issues, family issues. There's so many issues, but you know what? When you are living in your inner man, your spirit, you are in the heavenlies.
Amen.
So we have two different realms. Physical life, physical realm, and spiritual realm, or mystical or divine realm. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your inner man is divine realm.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Okay, so joy, I said joy is an expression of your inner man. So if you are, your inner man is strong, guess what? You will be characterized, you will be explained by the joy that you will have. What you have inside will come out naturally, isn't it? Oh, I pray that the joy, which is the mark of the inner man, will be there on you. Hallelujah. If your inner man is sleeping, maybe you lose your joy. You lost your joy. Wake up the inner man. Hallelujah. Wake up your inner man. Amen. I think Brother Max just wake up his inner man because he has joy now. Huh? Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
The joy of the Lord
is
my strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, part two, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Galatians 5:22. Let's read that scripture, please. Okay, ready? Begin.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace.
When I was meditating upon this scripture, I said, wow. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, good, and so forth, right? I just put three elements there, right? Three words. Love, joy, peace. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. You know what? Joy is the expression of love. Peace is the expression of joy. If you have love, that means you have joy. If you have joy, that means you have peace. If you don't have a peace, that means you don't have joy. If you don't have a joy, that means you don't have love. Does this make sense? Three words, but they're one. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love Jesus? You will have joy. If you have joy, you will have peace. Do you have peace of mind? Oh, Lord Jesus, may God grant you and crown you with His peace, His joy, and His love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So listen to this. The fruit of the Spirit. So if you are filled with the Spirit, if you are filled with the inner man, joy is unavoidable, irresistible. Okay? The joy will come out. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, the apple tree, the root, the apple tree will bear what? Huh? You sure?
Yep.
Okay, good. Apple tree will bear apple. Why is that? Because the root of the apple tree is? Root. Is the root of the apple tree. The root of the apple tree is what? Is apple. The apple tree has a life of... The root of the apple tree has the life of apple, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Right? The apple tree's root is apple. That's why it's bearing apple. What is the root of your being?
Jesus.
I'm talking about the inner man now. The inner man. Hello?
Hello?
I think some brothers are falling asleep because it's getting hot here. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. The root of the apple tree has the life of apple. That's why the bearing fruit of the bearing apple is natural thing. Right?
Amen.
The fruit of the Spirit is joy. If you are born by the Spirit, you will have joy.
Amen.
So joy is a natural thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You don't have to try to make joyful. or be joyful. That's a religious activity, right? We deny any religious activities. Or we receive Jesus Christ as our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I pray that today, that you will reflect your face, your countenance before the mirror. And I pray that your face will change with full of joy, full of peace, and full of love. Hallelujah. You know why? Because your root of your being is Christ. And Christ is our joy. Oh, Lord Jesus. If you don't have a joy on your face, if you don't have a joy in your heart, you don't have a joy on your face, right? If you have joy in your heart, you have joy in your face. Amen? Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, look at this now. John 15:5. Let's read it together. Begin. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Amen. So Jesus Christ is the vine, and you are the branches, right? He will abide. The key word there is he will abide. He will remain or abide. Who is connected? Then you will bear much fruit. If you are connected with Jesus, you will bear love, joy, peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, now I want to ask you a question now. Are you happy or are you sad?
Happy.
You don't have to answer, but you just honestly reflect yourself. You think about it, right? You think about yourself now, okay? You don't have to answer it. But check for yourself. Now do an x-ray right now. Everybody enter into x-ray room now, okay? And God's going to take x-ray, and God's going to spot everything, all right? Or MRI. MRI is more better. MRI. Okay, all right? The holy light shines upon you. All right? Are you happy or are you sad? Are you joyful or are you sorrowful? Are you at peace or are you anxious? Do you have fear or love? Do you have life or death? You think about it. Listen, because Jesus Christ is the vine and you are the branch, we are the branches and we are connected. If you abide, if you stay with Jesus, if you're connected with Jesus, you'll bear much fruit. And the fruit is called love, joy, peace. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you don't have love, joy, peace, guess what? You need to be connected today. You need to be connected with Jesus today. Hallelujah. Abide in Christ. Remain in Christ. Call on His name. Return to your spirit. Return to your inner man. By calling on His name. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. Listen, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's no way you can experience this joy. Unspeakable joy, the inner joy. So you can start joy. You can have joy by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. But if you're a believer and you lost your joy, simply be connected to Jesus through repentance and through confession. Hallelujah. You can have your joy back. Amen. Look at this now. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Okay. All right, read. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. Now, if you don't have joy, listen, it has to do with your mind. You need to change your mind. That's how we can be transformed, Bible said. Turn your worldly mind to godly mind. To turn from your fleshly mind to Jesus' mind. Hallelujah. And God will give you joy. Joy will be in your heart. And you will not be shaken. You will not be swayed by the difficulties of life, by the worries of this life. Oh, praise Jesus. Okay, 1 John 1:9. Begin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Amen. Do you believe this?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, will forgive our sins, purify us. So maybe some kind of sins in our life is taking away the, took away the joy. As soon as we confess, guess what? The joy will be back. The joy will be our, it will be our strength. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let me conclude my message here. As I said, the apple tree, the root of the apple tree is the life of apple, right? It has the life of apple. Because of that, it's bearing apple, it's natural thing. Listen, you want to be happy? You want to be joyful? In spite of your circumstances? Do you want to have, do you want to have it? It's the heart matter. It's the heart matter. If you have a joy in your heart, it will come out through your face. Okay. Why don't you look at your brother and sister's face? Do you see joy? Lots of joy? Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. It's a heart matter now. This is the conclusion of my message. Christ our joy. And it's the heart matter because Christ lives in our heart. Listen, if Christ is well and He's healthy, He's growing in the inner man, guess what? The joy is evident. Joy will be there. And the joy is my strength, right? The joy of the Lord is my strength. You will have a strength to move on with your life. And you are going to bear fruit. Hallelujah. You're going to glorify God. You are going to live a life of witness. But if joy is not there, guess what? You're not being witness of Christ, right? If a person is always frowning and filled with anxieties and filled with fear and all that, gloomy and darkness, and he says, brother, let's go to church today. Would you go? Yeah? You are like depressed. Sister, let's go to church. Do you want to go? Oh, brother, believe Jesus. What kind of Jesus are you believing? Okay, brothers, now look at this. It's a heart matter. You have to see your heart. No, I'm not talking about physical heart now, okay? Look at this. I told you we are living in two different realms, right?
Yeah.
Physical realm and spiritual realm. Now, in physical, you have physical heart, right? Can you feel it? Feel your heart. Raise your hand if you don't feel your heart. Raise your hand if you don't feel the heartbeat. Raise your hand. If you raise your hand, that means you're dead. You feel the heartbeat? Is it the left side, not right side? It's the left side. Do you feel the heartbeat? Okay. So if your heart is healthy, that means you're healthy. Bacteria or virus enter into your body, but if your heart is healthy, you know what? It will eat it up. It will destroy. It will overcome virus or bacteria in your body. Do you understand? But if your heart is weak, you get sick often. So heart is the core, is the most important organ in your body, is your heart. Do you agree? Do you agree? Come on, church. This is the climax now, okay? Pay attention. And I want you to get this now. Because if you get this, you will receive God's blessings today. Amen?
Amen?
But if you don't, you're wasting your time here, right? Alright. Can you look at me now, please? The physically speaking, your heart is the most important organ, right? Likewise, spiritually speaking, in a spiritual realm, there's a heart also. Again, it's called inner man. It's called your spirit. And the heart is the matter. Heart is the issue. The joy of the Lord, the joy on your countenance, the joy in your life, in your daily life, is the heart matter. Look at this now. It's Ezekiel 11:19. Read it together. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says, I will remove. Remove what? Today is the day, church. Today is the day for God to do surgery in our hearts. Because God says, I want to remove. Remove what? From them the heart of stone. Listen to this. The word of God is declared. Why so many people, Christians, they are not bearing the fruit of the word of God? Because their heart is stone. Heart is so hard. It's a stony heart. Do you understand? The word of God is not penetrating to their hearts. Because it's a stony heart. And God wants to make your stony heart soft heart. That flesh means soft. You know this flesh, right? Just soft. Stone is hard. Oh, Lord Jesus, may God give the spirit of wisdom and knowledge to see how stony heart, how your heart is stone. Meaning that you have a hard time forgiving somebody. Meaning that you have unbelieving heart. Meaning that you have idols. Right? Oh, Lord Jesus, we have lost our hearts to something else. Living a foreigner life in Korea is very tough, yeah? Is it? Very tough, huh? But do not lose your heart. Do not lose your heart. If you lose your heart, you lose everything. Why there's no joy on your face? Why your face is... You can say, Paul, PJ, you don't know how much I'm working. But do you think your work can take away your joy? It may be for a short time period, it may be, right? Because you're so tired. But after you sleep and you get up, joy will be back. The life will be back. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now, brothers and sisters, this is a heart issue. It's a heart issue. Oh, may God remove the stony heart and give us a soft heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, next verse. Read it together. Begin. Rid yourself of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart, a new spirit. They will. Why will you die? All house of Israel. So the house of Israel will die because what? Because of the offenses they committed, right? And not getting a new heart. Okay. First, scripture, remove the stony heart. Second, get a new heart. Everybody say, get a new heart.
Get a new heart.
Get a new heart. Amen. Today, get a new heart today. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Your brothers. Sisters. Amen. Get a new heart. Get a new heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, get a new heart. Some of you, I can see in your eyes, I don't need a new heart. I have a good heart already. No. Bible says you need to get a new heart. Some of you, your heart is so stony and so closed up, so hurt, so painful, that you don't admit it. But today, admit it. Because the moment you admit, listen. Come on, listen. When you go to see a doctor, you are sick, you have a stomach ache. When you go to see a doctor, and then you don't admit that you have stomach ache. So how can I help you? Patient, I'm okay. Doctors, how can doctors treat you when you say, I'm okay? No, you're not okay. Maybe you are numb. So maybe you're so stony, your heart was stony for so long that you are numb. You know what I'm saying? Numb.
Yeah.
If somebody pinch you, you don't feel it. Check your brother. Are they feeling or not? No. When somebody pinch you, you feel it. Ouch, right? Lord Jesus. If you are numb, listen. If you are numb, then you need to confess. Say, Lord Jesus, I feel numb. I received the injection of the anesthesia. Anesthesia?
Yes.
I feel like I received the injection of the enemy. You know what I'm saying? Numbness. Anesthesia. I don't feel anything. Oh, Lord Jesus, wake up, be stirred, be stirred up. Amen?
Amen.
Bible says, I will give you a new heart. Amen. What happens? This scripture. Did you change it? Okay. Don't change it. Thank you, Sister Eunice. You're doing a very good job. Okay. So next verse, next verse. Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, read it, please. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit in you. I will remove from all your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Amen. Look. Do you see the word here? I will. God is determined. God is determined today. God didn't say, I can give you a new heart. God didn't say, I'm about to give you a new heart. I'll think about it. I'm planning. No, he didn't say that. Bible says, I will. I will. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He took away all your sins. He rose again. He gave you a new life. And he ascended into heaven and sitting on the throne of God to give you authority. Now he's transcendent God, transcendent Christ. And we too are transcendent transcendent life. We can live a transcendent life. How? By getting a new heart. Hallelujah. By exchanging our old heart to new heart with Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, we need your heart today. So that we can have joy. Oh, so that we can say, I still have joy. In despite of difficulties. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Is that last slide? Where is the slide? Look at this now. Go ahead. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when there is grain or new wine above.
Yes.
Have you seen? Do you like this?
Yes.
Listen. In your life, you're going to have a full of grain and new wine. Abound. Do you understand? But you know what? That cannot give you joy. I'm telling you, church. Because you earn lots of money. Do you think that's going to give you joy? That is deceiving. Money cannot give you joy. Money cannot give you joy. You want to hear from the millionaires? There are many millionaires in the United States of America. You want to hear from them? Do you have a joy? Many millionaires they have a very miserable life, right? And they commit suicide too. Like even billionaire, they commit suicide. If the money can give them joy, why they commit suicide? The grain and wine, pleasures of this world, you know, going to club and dance all you want. Do you think that will give you joy? Do you think money can give you joy? Do you think pleasures of this world can give you joy? Do you think lust of flesh can give you joy? Nothing of this world can give you joy. Only Jesus Christ our Lord can give you joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know what? This joy is a greater joy, Bible says, right? This joy is a greater joy. This joy is eternal joy. This joy is heavenly joy.
Amen.
Everlasting joy.
Amen.
Joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Why so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God.
Amen.
Why so downcast? Huh? If a non-believer see your face, would they feel joy? Would they see the joy of the Lord? Would they see the life of Christ? Will they see the peace of Christ? It's very important. God wants you to be His witness. Not just with the words, but through your countenance and through your lifestyle.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is possible because Christ already lives in you. Christ already lives in you. And He is your life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is your life. So last verse, last slide. Is that? Okay, very good, very good. So I just put the key phrases there. Remove from them, remove the heart of stone. Can you just erase that? From them, their hearts. Erase. Remove. Okay. Remove the heart of stone. Okay. Everybody say, remove the heart of stone.
Remove the heart of stone.
What happened? Well, you remove all the PPT. Okay. It's okay. Never mind. Okay, you understand? Remove the heart of stone.
Get a new heart.
I will give you a new heart. That's too long. Just put greater joy. Greater joy. Okay. Greater joy. Can you fix it? Greater joy. Oh, oh, no, just leave greater joy. The rest, if erase. You're writing hunger now. Wow. Amen. Greater joy. Praise the Lord. Just a multi-language person. Amen. Greater joy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Now listen. The power of life and death is on your tongue. Brother Sophie, the power of life and death is on your tongue. Bible says, the words I've spoken to you, they are life and peace, right? The life and death depends on your tongue. So when you confess Jesus Christ, you will have life. When you confess the scripture, you will have life. You have joy. You have peace. Hallelujah. Amen? You understand? When you speak Satan, you become Satan. When you speak lie, you become liar. You understand? When you speak dirty, you become dirty. You understand? When you speak Jesus, you become Jesus.
Amen.
When you speak the Word of God, you become the Word of God. Does this make sense? Are you? Very good. Yes. Okay? Very good now. All right, church, stand up with me. Come on. Let's do this now. No more sitting down. Comfortably. All stand up on your feet, and let's do this together. Come on, church. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
No, you're not ready with that. Oh, come on. Remember, you are ascended with Christ on the throne of God. You have authority over your enemies.
Amen.
You have to remember, Satan is scared of you.
Amen.
Are you scared of Satan or Satan is scared of you?
Okay,
if Satan is scared of you, then you should speak with authority, right?
Amen.
Speak with authority, right? Amen. I like Brother Philip. Now he's like, hey man, he's ready now. He's ready. Yeah. Come on, this is a battle, spiritual battle. Amen.
Amen.
It's like a right cut, left cut, up cut. The Satan, the enemy is in front of you, right? So come on, enemy is in front of you. Ready? Beat him up right now. Go right, left, uppercut. Amen. All right. Well, look at this now. Okay. Lord Jesus. Okay. Remove the heart of stone. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, sit down. Sit down. Okay. You ready? You ready to stand up? You're gonna stand up and shout. Remove the heart of stone. Just that part. You ready? And then when I go to get a new heart, then you do that, you repeat that again, right?
Amen.
You understand? They go one by one, sentence by sentence, all right?
Amen.
But remember, this is in your spirit. If your spirit says don't stand, you don't have to stand. But if your spirit says, hey, come on, stand up and shout, then you come, stand and shout. You got it? As a body movement, all right? Okay, here we go. Remove the heart of stone.
Remove the heart of stone.
Spirit of God, Okay, reveal any stony heart in you. Just confess now. Alright, just confess and repent. And let God give you a new heart. Hallelujah. For He promised, I will give you a new heart. Amen. And He will give you greater joy. Oh, Jesus, examine our hearts. Now, remove the stony heart. Give us a new heart, oh God. Amen, amen. Oh.